You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A te marie e te whanau, kei te whakarongo mai nei ki te reo irirangi iwa te Komarema BFM. You're on the breakfast show here at 95BFM. We've got Bill from the Hollywood in the studio, and we're going to talk about a trio of very lovely, lovely romantic movies happening at the Hollywood Avondale very, very soon.
Love is in the air, everywhere I look around. Love is in the air, every sight and every sound. And I don't know if I'm being foolish, don't know if I'm being wise, but it's something that I must believe in. And it's there when I look in your eyes. Love is in the air, in the whisper of the tree. Love is in the air, in the thunder of the sea. And I don't know if I'm just dreaming, don't know if I feel safe, but it's something that I must believe in. And it's there when you call out my name.
Morena, Bill. How are you?
Morena, I'm good. I'm excited to be listening to this song.
Me too.
It's making me feel good.
Me too. I appreciate someone said, cheese is in the air. It is. It's Valentine's Day. It's coming up.
There's nothing wrong with a bit of cheese.
I think we all need it at the moment, to be honest.
We do.
We are talking about a trio of Baz Luhrmann films that are playing at the Hollywood Avondale for Valentine's Day. Who is Baz Luhrmann the uninitiated?
Okay, so Baz Luhrmann is a very kind of eccentric, extravagant kind of glitter and love and visual everything blasting in your face director from Australia.
Yeah, yes. I actually didn't know he was from Australia until quite recently.
Yeah.
And you're playing two of the classics and one of the maybe lesser known awesome ones. Do you want to run us through what's going on at the Hollywood?
Yeah, so we're starting on Saturday night with Romeo and Juliet from 1996, starring Claire Danes and Leonardo DiCaprio. And then on the Sunday, we've got Moulin Rouge, starring Ewan McGregor and Nicole Kidman. And then on the Monday, we have Strictly Ballroom, which is Baz Luhrmann's debut feature film. And I'm so sorry, I actually can't remember the actors' names.
They're not as famous
famous. But for me, Strictly Ballroom, which is playing on Valentine's Day, is probably one of Baz Luhrmann's, Baz Luhrmann's most endearing and honest film.
That's awesome.
Like, it's set in Australia, it's about the ballroom dancing scene in the 90s in Australia, like, all speak in Australian accents. And it's gorgeous and beautiful, and it's the first film that I saw of his.
I was old enough to see
it at the theatre when I was little.
Oh, amazing. I've never seen it, and I actually didn't really know about it until, like, you guys were putting it on your programming, and I watched one of the trailers and I was like, this looks amazing. Why haven't I watched this before? When you see a Baz Luhrmann film, I think if you're familiar with his stuff, it's very iconic because, as you say, it's glittery, it's camp, it's glamorous.
Yeah.
It's quite sort of
like they're all
kooky.
Visual extravaganzas, and having Strictly Ballroom set in the ballroom dancing scene, there's obviously like a lot of glitter and costumery and kind of curtains, and then, yeah, like going off into dreamland and all of that, so it's a visual extravaganza.
When you say it's an endearing film, what do you mean by that?
Well, it's kind of like, it's a love story because it's Valentine's weekend and that's what brought us to these choices.
Exactly.
But it's kind of like, it's not so traditional, and these two people sort of come together with the like collective will to fight against repressive, you know, kind of rules, and they want artistic freedom. So yeah. They're sort of coming together with a common goal.
Yeah.
And then something blossoms from there. It's like not kind of like, oh, you're hot. Like, yeah, you know, let's go.
Yeah.
It's kind of this cute, like, unfolding of like a beautiful friendship. And then, you know,
I saw someone
don't want to spoil it.
Say online, it's got like a, if Dirty Dancing was like significantly weirder, that's kind of what they would say it's a little bit like.
That Strictly Ballroom's weirder than...
It's like a weird, cool, kooky version of Dirty Dancing, maybe.
It's kind of not. I don't really agree with that. Like,
ooh, okay.
It's like, it's kooky, which makes it so fabulous. Like, it's very Baz Luhrmann. Like, the characters, like the mother and the father and the little brother and sister, like... It's very sort of like rich, you know, character dance, and there's character actors, you know, there's kind of like some funny old men that are hilarious and yeah, and like talk to camera pieces, which is really funny. So it sure is kooky, but it's not like weird. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe they mean
it's
weird.
I reckon it's better than Dirty Dancing.
Oh, that is a hot, that's a hot take.
Yeah.
So that's Strictly Ballroom. The other two people might be, well, probably are much more familiar with, but tell us a bit about them nonetheless. Moulin Rouge, Stone Cold Classic.
Yes.
What day is that playing?
So Moulin Rouge is playing on the Sunday. That is like kind of... So Baz Luhrmann had made Strictly Ballroom on this low budget. You know, everyone loved it, all these awards, and then he got to make Romeo and Juliet, which was much bigger budget, and then this was kind of like blown out the gate, like, all the money you want, Baz, go crazy. So it's very sort of... there's every song in the world that you can ever imagine, including tracks from U2, Elton John, Sound of Music.
It's
like,
wild.
They sort of go ham. Like, you've got Ewan McGregor and Nicole, like, living out their karaoke dreams. And there's sort of, yeah, there's, like, massive sets with massive casts and, you know, full extras and all that. But, yeah, it's beautiful.
Kylie is the Green Fairy,
yes.
Very
iconic.
You've
got to love Kylie Minogue. Remind you that it's Australian there too.
Totally. Got to get, yeah, Nicole and Kylie, and you've got it all going on, I reckon.
Nicole's not Australian. She lives there.
She is Australian.
She is Sorry about that. I thought she wasn't. No, she is. Her husbands were not, but
she was born in Hawaii, but like grew up in Australia.
Huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good fact there.
Yeah, I know a lot about Nicole Kidman.
I went to a Keith Urban concert once and sat by her parents, which was hilarious.
That's so good. Did you talk to them?
I did not talk to them, but yeah, it was weird.
And then, of course, on Friday you've got the amazing, wonderful, everybody's teen dream, Romeo and Juliet playing.
It's on the Saturday.
Oh, it's on the Saturday, sorry.
Yeah, so Saturday, 7:30. And there's something really special about this screening. It's a 35mm presentation.
Wow.
So that's rare and amazing and wonderful, and you probably won't get the opportunity to see Romeo and Juliet like that again.
Mm.
So we've got Cameo, my friend and colleague, who's going to be up in the booth projecting that. It's quite sad as well, because we lost our projectionist, John Lilly, last year, and we have projected some films, but not since he passed away, so it would be quite emotional as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's going to be amazing. And these films, all three of them, really deserve to be seen on the big screen. Like, I will cry if you're going to be at home on your computer with broken speakers watching that on your laptop. Come to the Hollywood. It's going to blow your mind. I've got a special cocktail designed for you called the Loveful.
Ooh.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, so just come and celebrate love and film.
Well, that has neatly segued us into our next track, which is Loveful by The Cardigans. Bill,
yes.
If people want to get tickets, where can they go?
So you can book tickets on www.hollywoodavondale.nz, and we're also running a competition on Instagram. So you can head to @HollywoodAvondale and tag a mate, find the post, tag a mate, and who knows, you could win double passes to each film.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. This sounds like the perfect thing to take a date or a mate along.
Yeah, a date or a mate. I'll be taking a mate.
I reckon it'll be a very good night. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
Problem, you love me no longer. I know, and maybe there is nothing.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.